What better to eat on a hot summer day than some cold noodles? Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, is here with some ideas for summer noodle dishes. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
So these are dishes that don't require a lot of cooking.
No, you have to boil water in almost all cases, but actually, there's a little trick to one. It's just when those days when you think if you even light a match in your kitchen, you're going to tear your... I get really overheated quickly. Ask my husband. Mm-hmm. I also get crabby. Not that you need all these details, but I want really good food and I always crave noodles, but I want something healthy and colorful and fresh and summery. Well, so that's what I tried to do.
This is very colorful. I'm looking
Isn't
at this
beautiful?
Vietnamese noodle dish that you have here with all of the vegetables laid out in a circle around the noodles in the center.
Exactly. So this is sort of my take on bun, which is a traditional Vietnamese-style rice noodle dish. What I did was I, first of all, these are rice vermicelli noodles. And you asked before about turning on the heat and boiling water. All you do with these is you put these rice noodles in a bowl and you pour boiling water on top and let them just soften. They're not even really cooking. And then they soften and then you drain them and keep them in cold water.
I have to tell you, I just took a taste. This is delicious.
Isn't I
really.
Am so but into
what,
this dish.
What are the flavors that are
okay,
right on top
I'm
of the
I'm about
noodles
to tell you. So then you make
ginger.
A sauce. Yes, lots of fresh ginger, fish sauce, brown sugar, rice wine vinegar, garlic, jalapeno, scallions, and cilantro. Mm. And you can make the sauce 2-3 days ahead of time. You can get all the vegetables ready. So surrounding these very light, cold rice noodles are shredded carrots, fresh peas, arugula, salted peanuts, red pepper, yellow pepper, whatever's in the garden, whatever you find at the farmer's market, you thinly slice it, you put it up. This dish will adapt to anything. And you could also add very thinly sliced grilled meat, pork, fish, anything.
People, I think, would also be very impressed if you were to make this for them because it really looks like something you'd never see if you were to go over to somebody's house for dinner.
I know. It's very colorful. It almost looks like a painting.
Yeah,
you've got to take
does.
A look at it,
it
on
does.
The web.
It's on hereandnow.org.
I'm proud. I am very proud of this. I love it.
Okay.
Just love it. And Vietnamese food is something that I'm not completely comfortable with, but this one felt like a no-brainer. It's gluten-free. These noodles you can make ahead of time. So it's a perfect dish to bring to a picnic or to a party, which is really true for all three of these
Kathy,
dishes.
You should feel comfortable with Vietnamese food after making this because this is you have very confidently
put
this
it.
Together. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Let's get to the next one. This is a noodle dish with some shrimp, grilled
yes.
shrimp.
This is also a take on a classic Chinese dish, cold sesame noodles, a favorite of mine and apparently everyone that works at this radio station because when they walked in and saw them, they're like, that's my summer comfort food. In this dish, I used udon noodles because I like, these are wheat noodles and they're very thick and I love the texture and I love the way that they absorb the sesame sauce.
Yeah.
But you could also use soba noodles, which are buckwheat flour, or ramen noodles, which are very thin. But here's what you do with this. You cook the noodles. You know, you have to boil them for about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so until they're just tender. You drain them, keep them in cold water, and then I just drain them again and I toss them with a little sesame oil. But it's the sauce, which you're going to make separately.
Okay.
And you're not going to let it even look at the noodles until 5 minutes before you're serving it. And that is made with creamy peanut butter, creamy tahini, fresh ginger, garlic, cilantro, rice wine vinegar, again, soy sauce, and some chili paste.
Yeah,
it's got
I was going to say, there is definitely a kick to this.
There is. And then on the side of it, I took a skewer and I skewered some shrimp and I basted them with chili paste and a little olive oil and grilled those with a few garlic scapes from the garden. And it makes the cold sesame dish, which is often a side dish, it becomes more like a main course.
Mm, absolutely delicious. And we've got the third one here, which involves not noodles, but orzo.
Orzo is a noodle. It's a type of pasta.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a rice.
No, it's a rice-shaped noodle. It's definitely pasta. And for this one, we're crossing some oceans. This is a real Mediterranean flavor. You cook the orzo again until al dente. You drain it, you rinse it in cold water, and then everything from summer. I've got pitted olives in there, tons of fresh basil,
tomatoes,
fresh cucumber, peppers, fresh tomatoes, parsley, capers, lemon juice, and olive oil. It's very different than those two Asian salads. Equally refreshing. Again, it totally could be a main course dinner, light, summery, and the colors. All of these foods have these beautiful, bright, vibrant colors that we associate with summer.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, talking with us about some noodle dishes. They are also delicious. Check them out at our website. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Trying to figure out what to play for summer. This is Feels Like Summer, new song from Childish Gambino. Check it out. Yeah, exactly. Some news, Robin, to report from WBUR. Mm-hmm. Today, the station announced that two people that are on Here and Now regularly, Meghna Chakrabarty and David Folkenflik of NPR, will be the new hosts of the talk show On Point. Meghna will be there Monday through Thursday, David on Friday, starting next month.
And he'll still be appearing here on Here and Now and on
That's
NPR.
Right.
And she on Modern Love.
This is Here and Now.